Well, we've made it. We have finally come to the end of the book of Philippians, the fourth and final chapter, which, in my humble opinion, happens to be the most beautiful part of Paul's entire letter to this beloved church. In fact, it contains some of the most beautiful language in all of Scripture. You see, Paul is writing to a church that's struggling with doubt and fear and uncertainty. And what is it that he says to them? Well, he says these words. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." What a beautiful invitation Paul is giving to the church there. He's telling them they don't have to be afraid. He's telling them that they can release all of their uncertainties. Do not be anxious, he says, about anything. What a word of encouragement and hope he's giving to that group of believers. But of course, my question for you this morning is this. Is it true? What Paul is telling the church in Philippi, is it actually true? Is it possible? Is it really possible not to be anxious about anything? A couple years ago here at church, we did an unofficial survey one Sunday morning where we asked you what your greatest fears were. You might remember it. One Sunday, you came in and filled out a note card, and you told us what kept you up at night worrying. These were some of the things you said. This is just a sampling of your list. What do you worry about? Well, I worry about my finances. I worry about my family, our military, our world, people in poverty, my health, my children's health, what I do after I retire, my future, my children's future, working too much but also not working enough, unhealthy family relationships, friends struggling with addiction, paying for college, communication amongst family members, and that monster that lives in my closet. Sound familiar? Is it really possible not to be anxious about anything? Is that something that's even within our control? Do you actually have the ability to control that kind of fear? I remember a woman said to me once, "David, I'm concerned about my daughter." She said she's been having nightmares recently. Actually, ever since her father deployed, she's been waking up in the middle of the night a couple times a week, just scared. She has panic attacks. She tells me it's a dream, and I tell her, well, it's not real, that everything's going to be okay. But of course, for her in that moment, she said it is real. It feels so real to her, and she's scared. She's scared. Can you really control your fears? A British poet by the name of W.H. Auden once said, "We live in the age of anxiety," which of course might be one of the greatest understatements of all time. Because today, in 2017, we have more technology, resources, and opportunity than we've ever had in the history of civilization. And yet, if you notice, you'll see that there's also more fear as well. There's anxiety everywhere. It's palpable wherever you go. And why are we so afraid? Maybe it's because we know the truth. Maybe it's because we've seen enough to know that sometimes the nightmares actually do come true. After all, sometimes fathers return home from deployment, but other times they don't. Sometimes families are able to overcome addictions, but of course other times they aren't. Sometimes what we thought was only a dream actually ends up being our reality, because sometimes in life the worst actually does happen. So why does Paul tell us not to be afraid? Why does he tell us not to be anxious about anything? After all, you would think Paul, of all people, would know this not to be true. After all, he's experienced countless hardships in his own lives. Does he not remember all of the struggles he's been through just to get to this point in time? Paul said that on 5 different occasions, he received 40 lashes minus 1. On 3 different occasions, he was beaten with rods. On 3 occasions, he was shipwrecked, and he spent a night in the open sea. Are you telling me that he wasn't afraid in those moments? Floating alone in the middle of the Adriatic, was he really not worried? Paul, of all people, knew that sometimes life isn't easy. He, of all people, knew sometimes bad things happen to good people. After all, he was writing this letter from prison, about to stand trial for his life for preaching the gospel. Sure, he had fought the good fight. Sure, he had finished his course in faith. But was he really not afraid? Do not be anxious about anything, he said. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Is it true? Is it actually true? Well, I can't read this passage of Scripture without being reminded of a conversation I had about 3 months ago with Betty Martin. It was a Tuesday afternoon when I called her up. It was after one of her first appointments with the oncologist. And of course, she received news that no one wanted to hear. Aggressive non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, the doctor said, but of course, that's just a long way of saying cancer. She was, well, another church member with cancer. And so I asked her, I said, Betty, what are your options? And she said, well, the doctors say I have a few. The doctors say I can either let the disease take its course, or if I want to, I can try an aggressive form of chemotherapy to see if that makes a difference. I asked her if she had made up her mind. And she said, well, I've prayed about it. And I've thought about it, and I've talked to Pam about it, and well, what I've decided is this. She said, I'm going to try the chemotherapy, but I've told Pam I'm only going to do it as long as it doesn't make me uncomfortable. I thought to myself, Betty, I don't think that's the way chemotherapy works. I mean, this isn't a day at the spa here. I mean, it's not their job to make you comfortable. It's their job to eradicate cancer cells from the body. But of course, Betty, in her own way, continued. She said, you know, the way I see it is, if the treatment works, that's great. But if it doesn't work, I'm okay with that too. Because you see, even if I don't get better, I know God is still going to be with me. He's not going to let me go. It's maybe what the Apostle Paul is saying to the church in Philippi in this scripture, is not that things are always going to work out in our lives or that hardship will never come our way. Maybe what the Apostle Paul is saying in this passage of scripture is this. It's that even when the worst thing actually does happen, God is still going to be there for us and he will not let us go. That even when the bottom falls out of life, God will be there to pick us up again. And so Jonah ended up in the belly of the fish, but if you read the scripture, you'll see the scripture says God was still there. And Shadrach ended up in a fiery furnace, but the Bible says God was still there. And Daniel ended up in a lion's den, but the Bible says God was there as well. God refuses to leave us, especially in our moment of need. John the Baptist ended up as a martyr, but God was still there. And Paul ended up in prison, but God was still there. And Jesus ended up on a cross, but God was still there. So do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Yes, the Apostle Paul says, whatever hardship you face, whatever challenge comes your way, whatever nightmare you wake up to find your reality, know this, know God is still there with you. And how do you see him? How do you know he's there? How do you have that blessed assurance? Well, Paul says, you pray. You take it to the Lord in prayer. You go to God and you present all of yourselves, both your joys and your fears. You present your celebrations and your uncertainty. And what does he do but gives you that peace which passes all understanding? So why are you worried, he says? Why are you afraid? Instead, open your hearts to the God who will never let you go. You know, the truth is, I don't know what's keeping you up at night these days. I don't know why you are tossing and turning or what nightmares you've been having again and again and again, but I do know this. I know God's going to be with you. Even when the bottom falls out of life, even when the worst things actually do happen, I know you are not alone, so go to God in prayer. Even when you're standing in the fire, go to God in prayer. Even when you're standing in the belly of the fish, go to God in prayer. Even when you are in the middle of the lion's den, go to God in prayer, and his Holy Spirit will guard you and strengthen you and grant you peace. Peace I leave with you. Jesus said to his disciples, my peace I give to you. I do not give it as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. See, that's what happens when you take it to God in prayer. For a moment, for that very moment, the moment of your greatest need, you become fearless. The last time I visited with Betty came just a few days before she passed. All it took was two chemo treatments before she realized it was not for her. I went to the house and hospice had already been called in. They had set up a hospital bed and she was resting, but she was still very much alert. We spent some time talking. Pam was there. We prayed together, just the three of us. And the amazing thing was this. Well, in that moment, there was no sadness. There was no anger. There was no anxiety. There was a serenity. And as I left, Betty smiled, one of those big Betty Martin smiles. As if to say, I'm ready. Now, do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's true, Paul says. It's absolutely true. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you that you are the one who guards us. You are the one who protects us. You are the one who grants us your very presence in our hour of need. Lord, open our eyes to the power of prayer, to your presence with us this very day. Remind us that indeed you are walking beside us and that you are carrying us. And help us to be unafraid, knowing that you hold our future in the palm of your hand. For Lord, we offer this prayer and all our prayers in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.